everybody, and welcome to Angel Talk. I'm Roseanne Turek, and I don't have an updated introduction to the show, so I guess I better work on it. I do have a son who is a musician, so maybe I can actually put him to work. Tonight, what we're going to talk about, we're going to be doing Archangel Haniel tonight, and we also are going to talk about Padre Pio, who is a saint, and he was an Italian, and there's actually quite a few chapels and shrines here in the United States that are dedicated to him and his work. So for those of you who are coming back, I'd like to say welcome, and some of you who are new, I'm glad you decided to listen today. I've been an evidential spiritual medium for many, many years. I certified a couple years ago. What an evidential medium is a person who speaks with spirit with your loved ones, and we bring in information that only you, the sitter, would know. And I was lucky or fortunate enough to do a home party over the weekend. And it's always great to do a local reading. A lot of people know me probably 15, 20 miles away from my hometown. So when you're in that inner circle of that first 20 miles, a lot of people doubt, you know, they don't think that anyone can do that other than someone who's famous on TV. So I was able to share my ability, or some call it a gift, and certainly reunited some children with their fathers and wives with their ex-husbands and friends. So it was just as enjoyable for me as it was for them. And it is an honor to do work for spirit and of course, for God. And that leads me to my other love, which is the angels. And I certified as an angel communicator after probably 10 years or more of reading and using Doreen Virtue's Archangel cards in my public readings. So I know a lot, and I even know a lot more since I started working with the angels. And a lot of people wonder why or how do you work with angels and why did you choose angels? And as a child, I've always had an affinity to the angelic realm. I really enjoyed the Bible stories. And when I would hear that the Virgin Mary would visit children and speak to children, I truly believe that. And it's wonderful to be able to do similar work. And tonight when I was reading about Padre Pio, he himself as a child could see the Virgin Mary, his guardian angels. So maybe in a way Padre Pio is speaking to me and kind of supporting what I do as well. I don't see myself as ever being a saint, but I am human, and the best we can do is actually try. Maybe to live saint-like. I don't know if I could live angelic-like, but we'll try saint-like as best as we can. So usually what we do is before we start discussing the Archangel and Saint Padre, I always encourage anyone listening to call in. The number for you to call in is 646-478-3589. 646-478-3589. And if you want to ask me an angel question, or discuss or share an angel story, or a Padre Pio story, or even if you've listened to some of the past shows that I've done on in the archives, if you want to ask a question from a show, you certainly can call in. And also, if you want to share your own stories, that's welcome as just as well. When you do call in, and if you do want to talk to me, you press the number 1 on your phone, and that will signal me that you want to talk to me. One of the things that I do is I watch the stats on the show, and this month the number was 109. And what I do then is I look up in the Archangel 101, the numbers book, what the number 109 is, what the message is. And it's just amazing how they always seem to be talking to me. And I'm sure many of you that are listening, it's probably talking to you too. So what the number 109 states is, this is a strong message to stay optimistic about your divine life mission, as well as to take steady action in the direction of your dreams. So I would say that's a pretty perfect message for this time of the year, because most of us usually make our New Year's resolutions. And this message is talking about just steady action in the direction. So if you haven't been taking any steps with your resolutions, or you're taking large steps and it doesn't seem like you're getting anywhere, it might be a good message to hear that you might have to make smaller steps that are still steady towards your goal. And one of the goals that I've had in the back of my mind for probably the last 4 years has been to have a center where I can do my mediumship readings, where I can teach about the angels and teach psychic and mediumship development. And with having an adult child now, my bills quite aren't the same, so I've been able to restructure my life and my goals. But also, some of my debt is falling off. So I think I'm getting closer to being able to really focus on getting a place. So there's a lot that I've been looking at. I do have a full-time job, and I've studied business, so I know what it takes to be a sole proprietor, but also I grew up in a small business. And one of the issues I'm having now is if I decide to rent a place somewhere, I would probably feel a little nervous or upset because I would be paying a big rent for a building that, or a room that I'm only there, you know, 10 or 15 hours a week. So that now leads me to, well, maybe I should just start small at home. And so it's just a lot of things that I really have to start working out. You know, it might be best to start small at home and then slowly get established locally and then rent, or maybe just renting a space for a few hours a week locally. So those are things that I have to look into. And again, goes back to working steady, steady towards the goal. So again, if anybody wants to call in, the number is 646-478-3589. And I'd love to hear any of your angel stories, or if you want to ask me a question about angels. I'm not doing readings. I haven't prepared myself to do mediumship readings over the airlines here. Hate to disappoint you, but this is mainly a discussion, more intellectual. But if you do have some questions maybe about the angels, maybe you've been trying to work with the angels and you're having a little difficulty, I can certainly help you with that. So tonight, what we're going to talk about, first of all, is one of my favorite angels, which is Haniel. Some say Haniel or Haniel. And the reason I love her is because she has such a very soft energy. She's a sensitivity angel. And many of the sitters that I encounter, my clients that I do readings for, many of them are emotional sponges. And if you are an emotional sponge, Haniel is your angel. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a little bit. But so Haniel comes a lot in a reading. And if you enjoy collecting gemstones, you may be drawn to moonstone. For those of you that are high anxiety, you may find that moonstone helps calm your anxiety or calm you down. Haniel's aura color is the pale blue moon color. The pale blue of the moon is her color. So if you're doing some meditation and you're seeing a little patch of pale blue, that is Haniel. Or maybe you're drawn to pale blue. Again, it could be Haniel just letting you know she's with you. So there are three Archangel Haniel cards in the Doreen Virtue Archangel Oracle card deck. This deck has 45 cards and 15 archangels. And the first card, that is Haniel's, is the Passion card. And it says, trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. So if I have someone that is calling me and saying, hey, I would like to know a little bit about my career, or which angel should I call upon, that's certainly Haniel's job. Also, we have, for those that may be looking for a different career, you know, again, that's Haniel. I do have a caller here with a question. So I'm going to put them on and let's see what we get. Hello and welcome to Angel Talk.
Hi, hello.
Can you hear
thank
me?
You. Hi. Yes, hi.
Hi. And what's your name?
Hi. My Jay. Everyone calls me Jay.
Okay, hi Jay. And is this
nice.
Your first time listening?
It is.
All right. And what do you have a question or what's on your mind?
I am just getting in late. I'm sorry. So I don't know the rules, but I am open to whatever insight you like to share. If you are giving angel readings, I am just open. I'm an open book.
Well, I usually, we're not supposed, like, I'm not supposed to be giving you angel readings, but if there's something in your life that you may want to know which angel would suit you.
Oh,
and
great.
I'm not
yes.
sure if I have any. I don't even know if I have any angel cards with me.
Oh, no. Could you repeat the name of the angel that you just mentioned? In regards to it was in regards to career.
Okay, that would
and
be
passion.
The Haniel card is a passion card. So if work is getting a little bit boring, or if you have a creative job. And I, like myself, I write, and some days you just don't feel like doing it. You don't feel like getting deeply involved. That's where you can ask Haniel to give you that passion to get you going. Now,
and that's
also, Haniel.
I-E-L.
Seven letters.
Okay.
Now, if you're looking for work, that would be, or say a new job, that would be Chamuel. And that's
Chamuel.
It's spelled like the word Samuel, but with a C-H. Some say Chamuel for Chamuel. I'm not going to. You know, as long as, you know, spirit doesn't mind, as long as you have the intention, and even if you get the wrong name, they know what you need. You just have to ask.
Oh, okay. That is perfect.
So
great.
So while we're on, I'll just quickly pull three cards for you from the Archangel deck.
Oh, thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
So what we get here is life's review. So, and that's Jeremiah. So either lately you've been looking at where am I and trying to figure out some goals. Haven't, then it's okay. So that's why you're getting the Jeremiah life review. And I tell everybody, setting a goal, it seems like it's very hard, but you have to just answer three questions. The first one is, where are you today? Second is, where do you want to be tomorrow? And then the third question is, how do I get there?
That's powerful.
So if you can figure all those out, you're going to get there a lot faster than most. So then the next card that I pick is you. It's Uriel, who is like your intellectual genius and lighting the way and giving me the right words kind of angel. And that card is saying, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. Mm-hmm. So you may have a gut feeling of what you want to do or how you see your life, but and that's kind of from the spiritual side of us. However, it's the flesh, the ego, that may be holding you back.
Wow.
I would look at if you've been kind of getting hints, like which are like repeated messages. You know, maybe you're hearing somebody else's story. You know, like maybe you have an idea of, say, opening a restaurant. And you switch on the TV and it's a show about an entrepreneur who opened their own restaurant, you know,
wow.
Or then
wow.
you go to the newspaper and you open the newspaper up and there's an ad for a brand new restaurant. Those are repeated messages. that spirit's trying to say, hey, you know, that gut feeling is right. So the other card that I picked for you was Raguel. And it's called, it says divine order. So if you're involved at all in anything where there may be a lawsuit, that could be why the divine order is coming up. Or it's just confirming that your life is going the way it needs to go right now, and just look past the illusion and see that there is underlying order.
Another
reason I get this card sometimes could be that you're very judgmental on yourself, and you just need to go easier on yourself, because that could be holding you from your goal.
Wow, thank you.
It's been helpful.
Oh, my God, you blessed me. Thank you so much. Wow.
Well, you're welcome.
That was great. Thank you so much for being on. Thank you. That blessed me.
Thank you. I'm glad you called. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on mute so I can continue on with the rest of the show. And when you get off the phone with me, you can still listen. Just hit, I think you have to hit the number one again so that the question mark goes off of my screen here. All right, so thank you, Jay, for calling.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Well, that was pleasant. And thank you, Jay, again. I believe you have to hit the number one so that you can continue listening to the show without me picking up the microphone and saying, hey, Jay. You have another question? Okay, so you were lucky. I found my pack of my angel cards. So that's how easy it is to do a reading. And I am teaching a class in Wilkes-Barre on this Saturday. We're hoping the snow doesn't come and ruin things, but I will be teaching at the Inner Peace Wellness or Healing and Wellness Associates in Wilkes-Barre Township in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And if you go to my Facebook Readings by Roseanne, you will find information. I believe I have an events post, events tab in there. There's a posting. Or just go to Readings by Roseanne and you can message me, and I will point you in the right direction. What we're going to do with this, that particular class, I believe it's from 1 to 3 or 1 to 4. I don't even remember anymore. I'm terrible at advertising myself. But what you will be learning is about the archangels and how to do archangel oracle card reading. And this is the second class as part of a certification program that I have. And I have, I think, half a dozen people that had shown interest that were signing up. So I hope, I was told that they expect even more so that expressed interest. So, and at this point, it's still on. And if for some reason we get a crazy nor'easter or something, you know, we'll may have to reschedule, but let's hope I don't have to. So getting back to things, again, Tanielle here, her first card is Passion, and it talks about just trusting and follow your renewed passion in your love life or career. So if you're feeling like passion is waxing and waning, you may want to call in Haniel to help you along. The next card that is in the deck is Moon Cycles. And the Haniel card says, to notice how the moon affects energy and manifestations and capitalize upon their cycles. So this particular card talks about your health or energy and manifestation. Now, what I usually recommend is if you're focusing on your energy, get one of the calendars where it shows you the moon cycles, full moon, new moon, crescent moon, three-quarter moon, you know, whatever. Get one of those, and you can Google them on the internet and or even purchase them. And kind of each night or day, you can rate your energy from, say, 1 to 10. I personally am usually wiped out by the full moon, and come new moon, I can take on the world. Now, the reason that it's important to know this cycle is, as far as energy, if you're working two jobs like myself, or maybe you just have one job and you want to plan some kind of family outing or party, it's important that you know when you're going to have a lot of energy, you know, because you need energy to get things done. You know, it's like most women that I know, not only do we have the house to clean, but also we have to get all the food together and then get gifts and all the invites out. So there's a lot of energy needed to have a little party or shindig. So I would say chart your energy. And when you know your high peak of the month, that's when you want to have your party. Now, in the meantime, you may want to also schedule getting things done during that peak time the month or two before. Because you know you're going to have a week or two in there that you're not going to have as much energy. So this will give you a little bit more leeway into planning things better. But also, if you have a significant other, you could always have your significant other do this when you have no energy, do the stuff that needs to get done. So, you know how you want to work the details, that's up to you. Another reason for this moon cycle is you can use it with manifestation. And many of you might have read some of the books like The Secret. You may have also heard about the law of attraction and making positive affirmations. So you want to see when the best time to manifest happens. So, again, you can chart that. You know, when do things that you want to manifest happen. So right now I have a couple callers on the line here. So I want to just chit-chat to them. So I'm going to put on some music and kind of take a little break. So let me see if I can put a little music on for a little while. I'm not going to be gone very long. And then I'll come back and talk about the rest of the show and Haniel. Thanks. Hang on. right, I'm back. A couple people are calling in, and they have questions that are more for readings. And I would rather, you know, maybe if it could be a question on which angel would I use for this or that. Because I do want to get through Haniel. And I did tell you about the moon cycles and with manifestation. So if there's something that you're trying to, maybe you're trying to find a new job, and things don't tend to be working for you, you know, it might be good to write the date that you started just trying to manifest. And if it's not quite working for you, you may want to rewrite your manifestation or rewrite your affirmation and maybe begin that on a different week to see if it will come about a lot faster. The third card that's in the Archangel deck happens to be sensitivity. And this one I kind of kept for last because a lot of people can relate to this particular card. I remember earlier I said many of the people who come for readings and sit in my chair for psychic readings and angel readings, a lot of times the sensitivity card comes it like right into the spread because the person sitting across from me is what I call an emotional sponge. And, you know, many people, many children that grew up in abusive families or dysfunctional ones, maybe there was some alcohol issues in your family or any type of addiction or depression. Basically, if you grew up in an environment where it was like waiting for the shoe to drop, most of those children have naturally developed the skill of knowing right away if they like someone or not. Right away they can feel energy. So when they walk into the room, they can either feel that things are happy and light or very serious and somber. So there are ways that you can not absorb negativity. Now, when it comes to what I do and spiritualism, I don't believe in attachment. I don't believe that, you know, a being can jump through you and take possession of you, like Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost. I don't believe that. You know, I do physical mediumship. I've taken trance classes, but that's different than what the movie Ghost portrayed. And that's just an example that I'm giving you that, you know, what kind of an attachment would be like. But I don't believe in that. And I do believe that there's a lot of negative energy around us on this earth plane, and some of us are extra sensitive to it. We pick up on it. A lot of times someone will walk into the room and they feel the cold air. So right away they think it's, you know, like they get scared, like, oh, and there's a ghost in here. That's bad. But for someone like myself that's a medium, that would tell me that possibly someone's loved one is pulling in and they want, you know, they're here to give a message. You know, or it could even be my own mother or grandmother in spirit just pulling in, letting me know they're around. So, but with sensitive people, you know, sometimes it's not a good thing to pick up on other people's energy because maybe you're very, very happy and you're around someone at work who's very negative. And before you know it, you're thinking negatively or speaking negatively, or you're just drained. So, you know, you can do some things to keep that energy at bay from absorbing it. And that's where, you know, Archangel Michael and Archangel Haniel comes in, where you can just, you know, before you leave for work or on your way to work, just ask the angels, could you please keep that negative energy off of me? I don't want to feel that. It's as simple as that. You know, because as a reader, as a healer, a lot of times, you know, when I'm done with the reading, I'll hug the client and, you know, thank them for the reading. And at times, you know, maybe I'll feel like a funny sensation in my knee. That's usually my signal, is to ask the person, like, are you having any difficulty with your knee? You know, or the spirit that I had just brought in for a visit, can, you know, or did they have an issue with their knee? You know, more than likely, it's taken either by the sitter or is the spirit that I had just brought in during a reading. So, you know, you don't have to suffer with feeling other people's energy or being in other people's energy. You can just ask Haniel or Michael to just, you know, like put like kind of like a some protective energy around you, so you don't absorb their energy. I know a lot of people will just put white light around them because that's the white light of the Holy Spirit, God's light. But some people may feel that that's a little harsh if they're sensitive as well, that you're not as approachable. So sometimes others will recommend pink light, which is softer and more inviting and still not letting a lot of negative energy into your space. So, you know, and also a lot of people like to do clearing, but whether it's sage or perfume or household disinfectant, you know, if you make the intention that, you know, today's going to be a great day, I'm going to get a lot of work done, it's going to be productive, and I'm going to be happy, and just spray, do a little spritz, that's all you really need. You don't have to go into a major procedure or ceremony. Just make the intention or prayer, and it's all good. So at this point, if anyone wants to call in, right now we're live, 646-478-3589. When you call in, if you want to talk to me, or even now you're listening, press the number 1 on your phone, or if you're Skyping, the number 1, and that will let me know that you would like to ask me a question. So we still have some 20 minutes, so let me go into Padre Pio. And it's just wonderful how I just wish for all of you to get to the point where you trust the universe and you trust that your protector guides and your angels are always helping you, and Jesus and every ascendant master is available to just help you on your pathway of life. Because, you know, I don't have to spend hours and hours and hours preparing for this show, because somewhere in the month, Spirit is going to speak to me through somebody else and let me know what saint I'm going to do. And today it's let's see if I can get this right, because I'm not Italian. So it's Pio of Pietro Cina. I don't know if it's Cina or Cina, because it's C-I-N-A. And he was born May 25th, 1887. And his parents, he was born in the Italian region of Campiano. And both his parents made a living as peasant farmers. And as a child, he grew up in southern Italy region, but he didn't have a very good health. He spent a lot of his childhood and young adulthood with all kinds of ailments. And he was luckily also born into a very spiritual family. And even though his family couldn't read or write, they memorized the Bible stories. And then they would, at home, reenact them so that their children could learn of the Bible stories. So their family was very spiritual. I can relate to this because they used to recite the rosary every night, and that is something my father told me that my grandmother's, my great-grandmother's family used to do. So, and they were German. So I can relate to that part of his life. And another thing I can relate to is that Padre, or Pio himself, his mother said that his name was Francesco at the time, was able to see and speak with Jesus, the Virgin Mary, and his guardian angel. And that's just, you know, as a child, it was so natural to him. He thought everybody could do it. So I really can relate to that. But, you know, again, I don't think I'm going to be the saint even part near as much as the saint he was. But, you know, it really... He's really touching home with me. So I hope he's touching home with some of you as well. So, you know, as he got older, he was able to go to school for a couple years, only 3 years. But during that time, he was taught by a Franciscan monk. And eventually, he decided to try to become a monk. So his parents, they traveled about 13 miles to the monastery and spent some time with the friars, and they had said that he certainly was a candidate. However, he needed some tutoring. And it's just amazing how supportive his family was. Pio's father actually went to the United States looking for work so that he could send home money so that Francesco could become a friar. So it's just a wonderful story. You know, he did have some military service, but that was cut short because of his health again. One of the things that he was known for was a stigmata, and that is where a person, what happens is you get the bodily marks, the pain and the bleeding in locations corresponding to the crucifixion wounds of Jesus Christ. And he was hearing confessions the first time that this happened, and this was September 20th of 1918. So I haven't done the math. So if you just do from 1887 to 1918, you can get an idea of how old he was at that time. And some people believe that you know, he may have been a little embarrassed by it. I guess, you know, I guess it could be if you had any blood coming through your clothing or through bandages, I guess it could be a little embarrassing. But many saints have also had this happen to them. And for him, the phenomenon continued until the end of his life, for like a good 50 years. So the blood flowing from the stigmata smelled of perfume or flowers. So I think it's just amazing that someone that has such a love for Christ can be chosen to have this stigmata. So he pretty much, word got around about Father. And at one point, even the church kind of didn't know what to do about it. So they had to investigate it, you know, see if it was true or if it was false. You know, and there for a while, people just, you know, the friars are supposed to live more in like seclusion, and word was getting out and people were coming, and the word was getting out also not only of the stigmata but of healing. So a few of the popes tried to shut him down and tell him that he should not do any healing. I think one of the things I forgot to tell you that when Francesco here finally became a friar, he chose the name Pio, and that was after Pope St. Pius I. So that's where his name of Pio comes in. So eventually, you know, he was able to, you know, they wanted him to kind of shut down for a bit because the crowds were getting crazy. But eventually they allowed him to come back into service and do his confessions and whatnot. So it wasn't really until 1999 that St. Pope John Paul II beatified him, and then St. Pio was canonized in 2002. So there are a lot of shrines in the United States as well as Italy devoted to him. And a friend of mine who I was hoping may have called, his mother and he shared their story. My friend was a young boy in elementary school, and he was doing a lot of doctoring. They didn't know exactly what was wrong with him. It got to the point where, you know, the mother was like, "My son is dying. Don't tell me you don't know what's wrong with him." So she had heard about Padre Pio, and there's a shrine outside of Macungie and Reading area here in Pennsylvania. And she was outside. They live in the country, and she was just kind of like thinking about it, like, you know, should we go tomorrow or shouldn't we? And they weren't Catholic. They were Christian, but they weren't Catholic. So as she's outside, all of a sudden she sees this beautiful hawk come screeching through her property, and to her, she felt, you know, that is so unusual. I think that's a yes, we should go. So she goes within a couple of days, her and her son, and at the time, it was a very long, long time ago when the shrine was pretty new, and there wasn't much there. There was maybe a chapel and a lot of land and a parking lot. And when they got to the top of the hill to just kind of look around and see what was there, a gentleman, an older gentleman, like suddenly appeared, and he wasn't dressed shabbily, but it's just in a way it was kind of, they felt he was kind of creepy, but he was very helpful in asking them, you know, who they were and is this your first time and, you know, what do you know about the place? So he kind of told them where everything was. And all of a sudden, again, this hawk appeared. So right away, the two of them are looking at this hawk, and when they turn around, the old gentleman was gone. And they're like, where did he go? He was just here. And from what I understand, at that time, it was pretty much an open field. Like, how could someone disappear in seconds? So the rest of the day, they kind of, you know, they went to chapel, they prayed, went to service, and learned, you know, went to the museum and learned all about the saints, but they never saw the man again. So I'm kind of thinking maybe it was really Padre Pio that they saw. You know, who knows? So going ahead about 10 more years, just recently during the summer, this boy, who's now a man, was in an accident, pretty bad car accident. And he woke up in the hospital, and he knew he was in a Catholic, he assumed he was in a Catholic hospital because a picture of Jesus was on the wall across the room. So as he looked at the picture, kind of out of it because he just woke up, he suddenly just saw Padre Pio transfigure out of the wall or out of the picture, and he remembers him coming over to him and just telling him in a quiet voice that he's going to be okay, he's going to heal. And he continued coming and just laid his hand on my friend's chest and just said, you know, you're going to be okay, you'll recover. And just my friend fell back to sleep. And, you know, like I said, he was in a really bad accident, and, you know, he is fully recovered now. So I didn't have time yet to put some prayers up on my Readings by Roseanne page, but I do want to put a couple prayers to Padre Pio. And if you have some stories, you know, you can always call in next time. We're slowly running out of time. We have 5 minutes. So what I want to do is, a lot of times people ask me, well, how do I work with the angels? Well, first of all, they can't help you unless you ask. And I do like memorizing prayers. I do like looking up prayers and sharing them with you. But, you know, we don't have to do anything so formal. Just talk to the angels and talk to the saints just like you would talk to me on the telephone. Have the faith that they're there and have the faith that they're listening to you. That's all you need to do. And, you know, God can do amazing things, but you don't have to, you know, recite a prayer by some intellectual to get answers. Because, you know, God can listen to the simplest of man or to the most intelligent man. God's always listening. And, you know, Padre Pio came from a very poor family. His parents were illiterate, you know, but he got some years of education, his family toiled so he could have more education, and he put his life into the service of God and loving others. And, you know, look at this amazing life that he had. So, you know, you can come from the humblest of beginnings, or like many of the other saints, have the world, you know, and just say, I don't want this. I want to have a simpler life. And, you know, as humans, we can just, you know, have somewhere in between. We don't have to be poverty stricken and, you know, live in a box on the street. But we do, the number one thing we have to try to do is see people through the eyes of love and act upon that, rather than being angry at people. Just remember that God loves them. And, you know, you don't have to give millions away to be a saint. Just a pure act of kindness, of opening a door, someone having a rough time with maybe they're taking a parent back and forth to the hospital all the time, and maybe you cook some extra food that night or tonight. Just put it in a Tupperware dish and take it to them and knock on the door and hand them a meal so that, you know, tomorrow night they can just heat it up quickly. You know, and just sometimes the gift of going to someone's house to visit and have coffee and tea is just wonderful. A lot of people that are widowed or they're elderly, they really don't have any family close by. You know, maybe they would love to have you come over and just chit-chat for a half hour. So there's a lot of ways that we can minister that don't have to be formal. It could just be a part of your being and who you are. And, you know, just making a little bit of a difference in someone's life is all it takes. So I have about 90 seconds, and my dog here, Bella, is reminding me that usually this is her walk time. So if you heard a dog yawning or making any noises, that's my golden doodle here, Bella. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And then next month in February, tune in on the third Wednesday of the month, which is actually the 17th. So February 17th will be the next broadcast of Angel Talk. And I do believe we'll be doing Jeremiah. So everyone stay warm. Drive carefully if you have snow or ice in your neighborhoods. And I send all of you blessings. And I will see you or hear from you or talk to you next month. And just remember, you're not alone. You have guides, guardian angels, saints, Jesus, the gamut.